time for a quick roundup of some mini segments this week. And the first corner that we will be visiting is the Trope Off update. What do you have for us, Ferret?
Well, since the last time we talked, I have two polls that I ran for Trope Off. The first one was a face-off between ABO and Trapped Together. Are you going to tell everybody which one you voted for?
do you remember? No, I totally do. It's absolutely anything, anytime that ABO is up against anything, ABO is going to win.
Really?
In this life right now. Yep, that's my main, I can't get enough of it.
Well, you got to live your truth. A lot of people agreed with you. ABO took 70% of the votes and Trapped Together took 30%. So ABO is moving on for sure. Trapped Together, actually, that was its first loss. So it is still in the running.
Which is good because it's an excellent, excellent trope.
It is. And like, again, the motto here is both. And there are so many ABO Trapped Together both situations that could be really great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know some people on the Discord even shared some recs for comboing those two together. So yeah, Trapped Together is still in the running. It will be coming up soon. I don't know who against yet, but I'll be running a couple of more, and Trapped Together will have one more chance to make it back into the winner's bracket. So they're both still in the running. And next up, we have Domestic Fluff and Bed Sharing.
I went with Domestic Fluff because I write more of it. And then I was one of the assholes underneath that said we should have been allowed to pick both.
You were not alone, as usual. And I do totally respect that for a lot of people, bed sharing would be like, it could be potentially considered part of a domestic fluff.
I think that was my thing. I was like, well, they're the same thing, Ferret. What do you want me to pick here? But so I went with a broader category.
That's fair. And I get it. But I also think that one of the key things of bed sharing as a trope versus just as a concept is this idea of being somehow forced to share a bed when that's not something you'd normally do.
So it somehow, farmhouse principle.
Yeah, it like progresses the plot in some way or progresses the angst or the pining or whatever, because there was only one bed. But I do see the relationship there. And apparently so did the voters, because it was pretty close. Domestic Fluff took it with 51% and bed sharing only made it to 49%. So even though bed sharing has had three consecutive wins, this was its second loss because it lost its first battle. And so bed sharing is now out of the running.
Okay, RIP bed sharing.
Yeah, thank you for all you've done for fandom, but you're out.
There have to be winners and losers.
There do. And like the truth is, when they say we are all winners, that does apply here because these are all amazing tropes.
Yeah.
And the goal is to have fun and see how it shakes out and not to make any tropes feel bad, because they all get their little participation medals, I'm sure.
We're personifying tropes now. I see. We hit new places. I get it.
I can anthropomorphize pretty much anything, so.
Noted.
Yeah, so we'll be up with a couple of more over the next couple of weeks, and I'll be honest, we're getting kind of close. It's getting exciting. We're going to start seeing a lot of the same tropes coming up, because now we're duking it out for like the ones that have been winning a couple are going to have to lose two to get kicked out.
Ooh.
So it's going to get tight. It's going to get hinky. There might be some fights in the comments, which, you know, I'll be here to share with you. And I can't wait. Thanks to everyone who's been participating in Trope Off.
And remember that you have to have a Twitter account to vote, but you do not have to have a Twitter account to yell at Ferret on the Discord.
True. Always true. You can come yell at me anytime. And you also, while you need a Twitter account to vote, you don't have to be following me. If you just go, if you see that I post them on the Discord and I post them on Tumblr and everything. So if you just keep your eyes peeled, you can always go. Though I'll be fair, following me, it gets you Trope Off and it gets you animal pictures and not much else. So if you're into that, you're covered.
Like, I can't recommend Ferret's feed highly enough because Frisk shows up.
So, she does.
Like, I'd do it for your mental health, guys.
Yeah, I'm only going to make you feel better, probably. I hope so. Frisbee, there, you know, there's pictures of Frisbee and a unicorn horn, so it doesn't really get much better than that.
Life-giving.
So yeah, keep your eyes peeled. More Trope Off to come. So now that we've covered that poll, Flame, what were the results of a little poll that we ran over on the Discord server?
One of the things, dear listeners, that we are going to be doing more of is server polls on the Discord server. First of all, we get to vote in emojis, which I find to just bring joy.
It's whimsical.
It's just so delightful. I can't figure out how to make voting really happen on Tumblr. And the Twitter is about, like, you can only pick one. Discord, for us, is about you can pick them all. We just want to know what you love. So there's going to be more and more of this coming up. This was kind of our inaugural sail down the river of Discord polls. And we asked, we listed a couple of the, from our perspective and the perspective of the podcast staff, the Stony specific cliches, as you were, the ones that come up again and again and again in a lot of our fics. And we'll be doing this for other ships as well in the Steve and Tony bicycle universe. So we had things like Tony hides in his workshop and Steve has to feed him. Steve and Stone and Tony have shared soul marks, but one or both of them keeps it a secret. Then we had in a high school AU where one of them is the cool kid and the other one thinks that they're not liked. We have the ever-present, one of them gets injured and they are forced to hide out together. During the patching up, feelings come out, all those pesky feelings. Then kind of adjacent is Steve and Tony are captured together and they have to work together to escape. There's no injury, but it is hard to keep your feelings a secret when you are smushed in a tiny cell or tied to the same chair or et cetera, et cetera. Then we have Tony buying Steve things and Steve freaking out. We have Tony finding Steve's sketchbook and seeing that all the sketches are of him. And we have Steve doesn't know that Tony is Iron Man and Tony pulls away to keep his secret safe and Steve thinks he doesn't like him and then everything's revealed and it's just identity porn. And not surprising, identity porn was one of the top winners.
You know, I just have to say, I'm pretty sure I've written all of these.
Have you written him buying Steve things and Steve freaks out?
That was the one where I was like, kind of. I'll have to think about it more. I'm pretty sure I've at least written something that included that as a factor.
Because I write so many ships, like the high school AU one is the cool kid. I wrote that as a winter iron, but I haven't written it as a Stony.
No, I did that one as a Stony for one of my fandom stalking ones.
Okay. And I did... I did smush together with, for a Cap Iron Man, like, community gift last summer. Like, there was a really great picture of, it was Steve and Tony, like, tied to a chair and then Peter coming down from the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
And so I wrote a whole fic about that and how Peter ties them together to make them talk.
Oh, like our Get Along t-shirt or whatever.
Essentially, yeah, like a Get Along t-shirt, yeah. And I've definitely done the workshop for food. So the workshop for food and the ID porn were the two most popular.
Yeah.
Followed very closely by Tony finding Steve's sketchbook.
Oh yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
This was a really, really small poll. We only have about 50 votes and like nearly everything got almost half the vote. There were some like less popular, but what is important is that literally everything got a vote. And so in the universe of More Cake,
which we were talking about earlier,
we've got 8 things here that qualify as More Cake.
Yeah, there's no end to consumers for even these things that the fandom considers to be, and I say cliche with all the love that I have for cliches. These are premises that have definitely been done many, many times before, and people will still devour them. They're still clearly, even just our tiny sample size, there were people out there absolutely ready, knife and fork poised to have all of these tropes.
Like, we dropped it on Friday afternoon for a whole host of reasons, including that I was just really, really done with life and wanted some joy. And so, but watching for like a couple hours after that poll came down, people just throwing wrecks at each other and like, oh my God, do you have that? I want to read that. Who wrote that? Oh, that sounds amazing. If again, More Cake is not just something we say to make people feel better. It is a way that we live. Give us More Cake.
And now to hear more from you, we're going to move on to Community Talks, our segment where we hear from the community. First up, we have had some amazing comments on our website from our last episode, which was BDSM. And I just wanted to read one of them out that I really loved. Spacebound Witch said, I love the chemistry you both have. Haha. So cool to listen to Ashes and Ferret speak about the process of Held. To quote Starkid, totally awesome. Such an amazing job with all the work on the podcast in general, but also really appreciate how organized everything is. That's really sweet to hear. It's not just, there's like so many levels to it, not just because we're like sort of psychotically organized people, but in a chaotic kind of way. But if I were consuming this, I would appreciate having a structure that I could sort of predict and know how to engage with. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard. So thank you.
Yeah, especially because we're going to acknowledge this. You're listening to this on March 29th, and the world has changed probably 17 times between when we're recording this and when you're listening to this. There's been a couple people that talked about already the last episode, episode 2, which came out kind of at the beginning of things like shelter in place orders and stuff. And this is going to go on for a while, no matter where you are in the world. So know that we are thinking of that. We hear that, like, it sounded like we were really, really glad that some of you were able to listen to the BDSM talk while you were stuck at home. We're glad we gave you 90 minutes of a break, perhaps. We're going to be giving you more. So not only this episode, but hopefully we're going to come up with some other ways to engage, including continuing conversations on the Discord. Like I said a couple minutes ago, we're going to be doing more server polls, but also just trying to come up with ways for all of us to socially distance, but not socially isolate. And how can we do that through talking about our favorite idiots and supporting each other in that way? So keep your eyes peeled in the Discord. This is a great time to join if you haven't gotten a chance to join us yet. And one of the things that I asked about already that we'll be asking about continually, because we know that one of the pieces of communal disappointment right now around the fandom is the canceling of a lot of cons, especially Ace Northeast in Boston. That was one of the biggest ones. I think that was the first canceled. And then also some others out in the West Coast. And so I asked some people myself, and then we put it on the Twitter and we kind of poked up some people about their best con stories. And we've got a couple that really made me smile and we wanted to share them with you guys. So the first one says, my favorite memory from a con is when my best friend and I got to meet Chris Evans, Anthony Mackie, and Sebastian Stan when they came to Philly 4 years ago. Editorial comment. I did not realize that they were in Philly 4 years ago.
Oh, you missed out.
I am having some real issues with past flame right now that she should have been paying attention. Okay. The wait in line was so long and there had been rumors about things not going well for the celebrity guests the day before. So we were worried that the photos might be canceled, but luckily they weren't. And we made friends with a few people in line. And in the end, Anthony wound up complimenting the shirts my friend made for us. And we got an amazing picture with them. That's awesome. I'm really glad, first of all, that you got to make friends with people in line, because I hear that that's a big part of cons because there is so much waiting.
That's honestly my favorite part of that story, that they made friends in line.
I love that Mackie complimented the shirts too. That's great. It's I always hope that the meet and greets are positive for the celebrities as well as they are for us fans. So I hope that was for him. And then another one was, it starts off, thank you, Flame and Ferret, for working on the podcast and letting us participate. We say you're very welcome. Please
thank
keep
you for participating.
Please keep participating. Please. Now that we are confined and have to keep our distances, I'd like to talk about how I met my BFF. I used to go to every manga and anime convention held in my city when I was in middle school. On one of the first ones I ever went, I met this one girl and we instantly connected. It was crazy. All caps crazy. We said the same things at the same time. We shared so much and we talked so much in a few hours. 10 years later, we moved in together. Oh my gosh. And I haven't had so much fun with someone else ever. It was a turning point. Best day ever. I hope you all have someone as important, as supportive as she is in your lives.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is so beautiful. Best friend, I hope you possibly listen to this and you're hearing what lovely, lovely things were said about you. But also, thank you for sharing that story. That is so just heartwarming to remind ourselves that humans are really good at connection.
And fandom, ultimately, we've said this before, and I will say it again as many times as it takes, fandom seems like it's just about loving the source material, but ultimately fandom is a community that is built on connection. It's about connecting with other people because you have a shared love of something. That is what fandom is. So that's just, that makes me really happy.
Yeah, it like takes care of the small talk for you so you can just get to know people really well.
Exactly. Yeah. We also had some other submissions to our Stony Secret on other topics. So a couple were love notes that I wanted to share, and hopefully the people that these notes are for are out there listening and they know that they're about them. These were really sweet. So the first one, I have a suspicion who this might be about.
maybe an idea.
Just a little bit. She's murderously adorable, round and yellow, very cute, love seeing her around, but sometimes she's got a knife. And if you want to figure out who that might be, I suggest joining the POTS MCU 18 plus Stony Discord server, because, yeah, I have my suspicions.
Yeah.
And don't worry, the knife is mostly for show. Mostly.
You never want to find out when it's not.
She wields a knife in one hand and a spray bottle in the other.
Yep.
And we had a little love note here. In this fandom, like any other social space, I have found toxic people exist and need to be avoided at all costs, sure. But there are ways and resources to do that, the most important one being the true friends I have found and cherish more than anything. Not only are they a great support and an amazing sounding board for both personal and creative endeavors, they are also some of the most honest, wholesome, and profoundly good people I've ever had the good fortune to meet. My first cracks and lights and smokes and shines hues of red and yellow and sometimes even blue. The sun is made of it, and this woman as well. She's the velvet glove with an iron fist you seldom get to see. She's practically perfect in every way. My second is soft as a tulip and moms over 400 people, is a Rogers at heart and not a buffalo. She's gentle but will spray you, a small town girl at heart. My sum is three girls chatting at all hours about everything, and I am truly so grateful.
That is so beautiful. Like, and goes to what you were saying, fandom is about people. I'm sure their conversations are a whole lot more about things besides Steve and Tony. They're about, yeah, but still about that too. That was so beautiful.
Yeah. Like you and I have been doing this recording for this podcast only for a couple of weeks, but we've definitely put more hours into just chatting than we have into recording, which is a problem. But
and all of you who say that we should just release that all of our conversations, no, we are not going to do that.
No,
you do not actually want that.
Maybe someday there'll be some outtakes because there are a couple of those. But no, we don't even necessarily record. We're just chatting. And getting to know each other. And that's been really positive too. So that's my love note to you.
Mwah. Mwah. Right back at you. And one of the other questions that we asked, I think you mentioned this like when we were first talking about Stony Secrets, but I'll admit this is one of my perpetual, if I could ask absolutely everybody, I'd ask everybody, but what is the weirdest place you ever read fanfic?
Oh yeah.
And so we got one answer already on Stony Secrets. Please send us more. So this person said, Ferret's comment about weirdest places you read fanfic shook this memory from my head. I was sitting in a 1L law class and saw a few rows in front of me, someone on LiveJournal reading fanfiction between their legal tabs, and I never felt more of an instant kinship. I love this so hard.
That's great. I hope they said something. I feel like they didn't, but it'd be so amazing if they bonded over that.
Oh my gosh. There are definitely times where I'm standing behind somebody in the grocery store and I'll lean over and I can tell it's an AO3 font that they're scrolling through.
Oh yeah. You know what? It hasn't really happened to me that I can think of. Like I regularly read fanfic while I'm on trails by myself with packs of dogs, because it's part of my job. And I'll be like walking into trees and like walking into posts and stuff because I'm trying to walk dogs and read fanfic at the same time.
Mine has always been planes.
I don't think that's weird though. Like that just seems normal to me. Of course you'd read fanfic on the plane. What else are you going
to
do?
That's so true. I have to angle the Kindle sometimes though. Like that's writing it on a plane next to, I tend to make my font bigger when I'm next to someone who's super snooty and I make sure to write a porn scene.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Welcome. If you want to look over my shoulder, you're going to see a lot of cocks just morning. Yeah.
The last time I did it, the last flight I took before this all happened, I was writing in an ABO bit.
Nice.
And Steve is the Omega and Tony is the Alpha and Bucky's involved as a Beta. And I'm having them talk about pregnancy and I could see the woman's eyebrows go up and I just want to be like, how can I help you, sweetheart?
You're like, let me just scroll through some of these notes so I can get to the nodding section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would love to hear more from people because I don't have a lot of those because I don't have a lot of, like I read it everywhere, but I don't have a lot of weird places in my life, I guess. So I want to hear other people who have had those moments.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear if you got caught reading it in class. Yeah. I definitely want to hear those stories.
Because we all know everyone is reading it in class all the time, but
100%. I'm reading it at work, just to be honest, and I'm the owner, so like it's happening. Like, but
what I need is the teacher who accidentally put it up on the projector screen.
I put up my computer once, and my background is like a couple weeks ago. Actually, I was lecturing out at a university I'm not normally at, and my background is art I commissioned for a fic. But thankfully, like, you know, no one really knew what that was. So I was just like, oh, this is a really lovely painting that a friend of mine did. Not a lie, but like, I'm not going to get into it all with a whole bunch of freshmen. Like, I should have, though. But anyway.
All right. Well, send us more. We want to know. There's some, I'm sure. I mean, I haven't even thought of them yet. So tell us.
Tell us.
Moving on, we also got a lovely message on Twitter. I'm going to butcher this, but from Colonel Raja. Raja? It's like Colonel Rogers, I'm guessing. And he said, I feel super educated in something that I didn't know much about after listening to this week's cast. Great job, y'all. That's awesome. It was, you know, I don't think that we were expressly going into it with an intention to educate people. Like, primarily we want to entertain and engage people, but knowing that there's enough sort of meat in there that people are learning something new is also super awesome.
I think we heard that a lot on the Discord too, like that this wasn't a world that people were really familiar with. And especially the way that you and Ashes were able to break down stuff in Held to kind of make people understand. And I think like we learned some stuff as we were talking about in our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was a common theme, and I'm really happy. Professor Flame always wants people to learn things. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And if you guys have topics that you want to learn more about, then we have a topic suggestion form on our website, and we will do the research for you, and then we'll present it on the pod. So let us know if there's anything from a history question to a trope that you don't understand, or an AU you want to write but you don't know how to approach it. Grammar.
yeah, grammar, or sometimes like different populations you'd really love to write a population you're not a part of. We can figure out how to help you connect with some resources and some people about that. You know, anything, the sky's the limit here, guys. We're here for you.
Get in touch, really, in any way.
Yeah, speaking of, some folks on our Discord were talking about how they have questions for us, and it kind of turned into a joke about how I sound like fandom's aunt. So, which I informed people, I get called Auntie Flame or Auntie Pepper by people in my life all the time. And this seems to have taken off, which got Farrah and I thinking, we like hearing your questions. We would love to answer more of them. We have no idea if you have them for us. But like, for instance, Farrah's really good at grammar and very passionate about it. So like we said,
very passionate is a nice way of putting it.
Very passionate is the diplomatic way. Farrah feelings about grammar. So if you have a question, especially, I mean, none of us are taught grammar, even in the United States, I'll say this, we're not taught grammar well. And it can be very, very confusing in English. So if you don't know the difference between a semicolon and an em dash, Barrett would love to tell you.
I would love to tell you. Don't get me started.
And if you've got questions for me about, I don't know, how to write fluff, I don't really do a whole lot around here, but I would be happy to answer them. So throw us at them in Stony Secrets, put them in our Tumblr asks. Our email is podonthesuit@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram. I mean, pick a feature, guys. We are available. But don't feel like you have to wait for a specific ask. And I will say that there may be rumors of a special question segment coming soon.
What's that about?
But even beyond that, like, anything we can help you with, either for topics or you're just curious, we would love to do this because, again, we're going to say it until we are proverbially blue in the face. We do this for and with you guys. We know we're the ones on the mic, but trust me, we are not the only ones involved in getting this thing on air, not just our incredible staff, but also all of you who give us the ideas and talk with us and answer our questions and write the things that inspire us to ask more questions, create the things, draw the things, record the things. We want this to be a really communal experience, so don't hold back.
So halfway between community talks and our events forecast, which is coming up shortly, I did want to talk a little bit about an event that I ran with our lovely server mod, Only More Love, over on a different Discord server, the Put on the Suit Discord server. Marie mentioned it in last week's events forecast, and it ran this past weekend, and it was an amazing event. It was really positive. I was so impressed with how many people engaged with it. basically the idea of the event was we do a lot of love for each other in fandom. It's incredibly beautiful and moving and amazing how there's an endless outpouring of support for each other. And especially in Discord servers, I see a lot of that constant affection and support and help offered and just freely given, people donating time and even resources and money to help each other and support each other. And that's wonderful. But I think that sometimes we forget or even actively avoid providing the same support and love and affection and compliments to ourselves. And additionally, there can be kind of an environment in some of these spaces where there's some reasons why people wouldn't want to talk that way about themselves or brag about their achievements. And I mean that in a totally positive way, or celebrate the things that they've accomplished. There's a inclination sometimes when one person is proud of themselves for the response to be, and I don't think anyone means this in a negative or mean way, but the response is often, oh, wow, that's amazing. I could never do something like that. Or, oh gosh, none of my stories are ever going to have that many kudos. Or what a nice comment. Nobody's ever that nice to me.
Or I could never rip that fast, or like all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's this need to qualify sort of one's own experience when engaging with somebody else's pride or celebration. And I totally get the impulse, but we just wanted to give people some space where that particular response was curbed so that it was a totally free and open and affectionate place to be proud of yourself and what you've accomplished. So what we did was we have a server events channel, and that channel for those 2 days, you could go in there, tag a specific role, and then write a brag about yourself. And it had to be self-affectionate. It had to be without negative qualifiers. So you couldn't say something like, my husband thinks I'm a good cook, but I don't think I'm that great. That's not a self-brag. That's just what somebody else said. So no negative qualifiers. And the other rule was that people's responses had to be 100% positive as well. So we encouraged a lot of emoji reaction responses if people weren't sure what to say. But primarily the idea wasn't for people to respond. It was for the individuals making the brags to compose those things and put them out in the world. And I'll be honest, I was really nervous about running this event because I wasn't sure if people were going to engage with it or not. It's really different from things that we've done before. And to try and encourage people, and I know it's really hard for a lot of people to do this, so to try and encourage people to do it, we set it up so you could win prizes. So every little brag you made gave you a raffle ticket sort of into a draw to win some amazing prizes. But I just think, I mean, this might be totally confirmation bias, but for me, I felt like that positive energy and that positivity and that pride really leaked out into the rest of the server. And I saw a lot of people giving love to each other, which we all already do and are good at, but it was almost like complimenting ourselves gave us this like energy that we then had to expend by going to compliment other people to like balance it out. I just felt like giving people space to be proud of themselves without feeling like they're making anybody else feel bad about not having those accomplishments is really important. And it's not something that we do a lot. And it's not a space that's necessarily easy to find. I think a lot of people choose to celebrate their accomplishments in private messages with friends they trust because they're not sure if they're going to get any of that sort of self-deprecation that often comes back from being proud. And I think it's important for people to learn how to celebrate not just other people's accomplishments, but their own accomplishments without putting them in the context of what other people can and can't do.
Yeah. And as a participant, I was really overwhelmed with how vulnerable people chose to be with us.
Yeah. We the parameters were really broad. You could do something as simple as my last story got 200 kudos and I'm really proud of it. And that was fine. But wow, some of them were really personal, really emotional.
Yeah, I dipped in and out for most of the weekend. It was one of the, I wasn't on Discord a lot this weekend for a lot of reasons, but that was a channel that I kept checking in on every time I picked up my phone. And it was a real testament to me of the kind of culture that the mods on POTS have built. that this is the kind of event that can happen there, but also that this is the kind of event that can happen in fandom if things are, if people are kept safe and allowed to and given space to talk about themselves. It, the amount of people who have taken real control of their mental health, the way we heard about people talk about therapy and cutting toxic people out of their lives and making some real choices with boundaries and advocating for themselves for promotions and pride in their job. As the sociologist too, I will say, like, we know that that fandom is occupied largely by women and people who identify as queer and a lot of generally marginalized voices. There's not a lot of cishet white guys in fandom on the creative side. And so it stands to statistical reason that any server on Discord is going to have is be largely populated by marginalized voices. And to have this entire server conversation of people probably from those populations talking about taking pride in themselves, talking about fighting for their work, talking about doing good jobs is really countercultural. Most of us are told that we're not good at these things a lot by a lot of voices. And to have this space in fandom where we can go, no, damn it, I am good at this. I cried a lot. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's really, really beautiful.
I was really touched. And so many people participated in so, and the brags themselves ranged hugely, but everyone engaged with the fundamental point, which was to be proud of yourself. And you and I both said that we were proud of this podcast, and I'm going to own that right now and say we are really proud of what we've built here. So if maybe some of you want to go in Sony Secrets this week and, or in the next couple weeks and tell us something that you're really proud of, because you should be able to, or, you know, send it to us an email, we'll put your name on it, because you should be able to be unashamedly proud of the amazing things that you're achieving in fandom, without fandom, in your family, in within your own head. I want to see that.
And we're proud of you.
We are. So if you want to hear more about other events you can participate in, because sadly this one is finished, but I would not be surprised if we ran something like that again. So stay tuned and always listen to Marie for your events forecast. But this week we have Only More Love standing in for Marie, who is unable to record. Take it away, Only.
Hi, fandom. Only More Love here, filling in for Marie, to tell you all about what's going on, challenge-wise, in a Marvel fandom near you, in our event forecast. A little note before I start with the current events. You'll be able to find everything I mention in this forecast, linked and explained, in the show notes of each episode, over on podonthesuit.com. Alright, so now for the fun stuff. First of all, we can't believe we didn't mention this before, but the Lights on Park Avenue Prompt Challenge is just closing its 7th round, and you have until March 31st to squeeze in some last creations. Lights on Park Avenue is a Steve Tony prompt challenge that runs every month with a new set of varied, inspirational prompts which you can pick to create anything in the medium of your liking. No minimum requirements there. March's themes were survival and spring. The Steve Rogers Birthday Bash 2020 is almost here as well. A flexible mini-bang centered around our favorite Star Spangled Man, open to all ships and with sign-ups opening tomorrow and going until April 6th. In these times of lockdown, we have seen a number of initiatives spring up around fandom, and Fandom Trumps Hate launched one of their own in the form of the Fandom Central Directory of Creators. It's meant to support creators relying on their fan-made creations to keep afloat and connect them with other fans interested in what they offer. On another note, Marie, the crazy organizer, came back and is bringing you the Rare Pairs prompt meme for all the Stony Plus, Tony and or Steve, or other Rare Pairs needs you may have. Prompting is open until April 18th, with prompts made public and open to be filled from April 19th to May 18th. Winter Iron Month's last 3 days are free days to use any prompts from the list of the event or to rec works that didn't fall into the previous category. Another event we haven't mentioned until now is the Stucky Blind Date, a collaborative event between artists and writers who have claimed the same premise in the form of a prompt. You can sign up at any point until December and will, no matter what, have until January 1st, 2021 to fill your prompt with your collab partner. The Sam Steve Anniversary Week is also starting today and will go on until April 4th. It celebrates their first joint screen time in Civil War. It's a prompt-based event like any other ship week. The signups for the third round of the Bucky Barnes Bingo are in their final stretch. Be sure to get your sign-up in before March 31st. Cards will be going out between April 1st and April 5th. And if you haven't already set up your project and goal for Camp NaNoWriMo, you still have 2 days to do so, as it will last for the whole of April. As a reminder, the following events accept signups or fills for the entire duration of their rounds, or close to: the MCU Kink Bingo, the Cap Iron Man Bingo and Comet Bingo, the Cap Iron Man Kink Meme, and the Tony Stark Bingo. All relevant info can be found on their respective blogs, which you'll find linked in the show notes of this episode. This has been your events forecast, delivered by your intern forecaster only. And I, or Marie, will see you next episode. Until then, happy shipping!
And that's all we have for episode 3.
Thanks so much to Stark Snack for providing our art.
Thanks to the whole podcast staff for all their work, with a special thank you to Only More Love for filling in as our intern forecaster, reading Marie's script when the lockdown caused some recording logistical issues for Marie. She's fine, don't worry. We really hope to have her back next episode, but we'll make sure you get your events forecast no matter what.
And thanks to all of you for listening and engaging and making this such a communal project. And please keep that going. We would always love to hear from you if we have not said that enough this episode. You can comment on the website or across any of the socials. Don't forget to keep those stony secrets and questions coming. And we will see you in episode 4, pals. You've been listening to Pod on the Suit. Thanks for joining us.